This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri. Many people in Rutland are debating what impact new refugees would have on the city. But immigrants from Italy, Ireland, and Eastern Europe have already left indelible marks on the Rutland area. In West Rutland, the Polish community has been especially vibrant, and a long-running radio show helped keep the music and culture of that community alive for decades. VPR's Nina Keck has our story.
If you grew up in West Rutland after World War II, chances are you know this voice.
Jak szybko mijają chwile, jak szybko mija czas. Tak, dziś jest nasz ostatni program polski radiowy.
That's the late Joseph Kruszel, better known to his listeners as Uncle Joe.
A good snowy Sunday morning to all of you. The time, 6 minutes past the hour of nine, and it's time for the favorite Sunday morning program, The Polish Hour.
Kruszel was on the air for 45 years, from 1948 to 1993. Every Sunday morning, he played polkas, promoted Bonnie's Beauty Shop, TNT Tractor, and other local businesses, while chatting up listeners in a mix of English and Polish during his hour-long radio show.
Dzień dobry, miłym słuchaczom. Niedziela rano i czas na polski program. A więc zapraszamy wszystkich posłuchać naszego dzisiejszego programu.
There was only one Sunday that my dad missed, and that was for my sister's wedding, which was in Maryland. So there was no way he could not, because he did the show live. He was not going to tape it. He was never going to tape it. There was no such thing as far as he was concerned as taping it. He was going to do it live.
That's Mary Nemeth, Joe Kruszel's daughter.
I started helping him at 10 years old in 1965, which is kind of weird. But I would watch him. I would watch him on the radio. I'd watch all the dials, the turntables, and I just learned it. And I wanted to be that DJ when he wasn't there, but he was always there.
In the 1950s and 60s, life was more tranquil. There was a certainty. You know, you knew every Sunday you would be listening to Uncle Joe.
West Rutland native Mary Retzik says growing up Polish in West Rutland, you focused on three things: the Catholic Church, school, and one's family. And she says families and Polish traditions were big back then.
It was all pervasive, the Polish culture. We spoke Polish, and this neighborhood in particular was pretty much all Polish as well.
Mary Nemeth says her grandfathers came to West Rutland from Poland at the turn of the last century. Like many immigrants, they got jobs in the marble industry. Her father's radio show was a side gig. He, too, worked in the marble industry and also handled maintenance for the Polish church and school. She admits that's probably why her dad sounded more like a repairman than a radio host.
And ladies, remember, a prettier you starts with a pretty hairdo, a hairdo from Bonnie's. And right now, we'll take a look at the weather.
Mary Nemeth helped her dad produce the Polish Hour for almost 18 years. She never asked him how it all started, but says back in the 1930s and 40s, he began collecting records and would play them at local dances.
And he just had this love for the Polish music. He didn't dance, never danced, but he had this love for Polish music and people.
After World War II, she says her dad went from DJing Polish dances to playing polkas on the radio, first at WHWB, then at WSYB in Rutland.
He had a theme song. It was the Dream Polka. And then he had like three happy birthday songs. And he played them until the records wore out.
Okay, we're going to continue with good old polka music, and we're going to pick on another old one here right now. The Happy Birthday Polka. This one is done for us by, yes, folks, you remember, Frank Duvall and his orchestra. And we're going to send it out this morning to Lauren Valchuk, who will celebrate her birthday on December the 30th, and it's requested by Babcia.
So the first one was by Frank Duvall and his orchestra, and it was this happy birthday thing. And, you know, if you live to be 103, and today people are living to be 103, and I remember that record wearing out and him saying, I don't know if I want to throw this away, but it wore out. People would send us requests from everywhere. Wherever the radio signal went, they would send us requests, and they would say, this is my son's birthday, my wife's birthday, I want such and such a song. And we had records. We had closets of records. And we used to lug them to the radio station every week.
Everybody in town knew that it was your birthday because Joe announced it.
In the second half of the 20th century, West Rutland had other immigrant communities, Irish, French, and Swedish. A local Italian radio hour also aired on Sundays. But Mary Retzik says that hour of polka music every week was a cultural touchstone.
I think Uncle Joe's contribution to Polish culture was definitely, you know, significant, immense, because it was something that held the town together, held the Polish culture together.
Joe Kruszel signed off from the Polish Hour for the last time in 1993, 45 years after he started.
I've spun many records, and my wish is that I would bring good old Polish music into the hearts of many. Thank you for letting me come into your homes each Sunday morning.
More than 20 years later, memories of his role in West Rutland's Polish community still resonate strongly. Joe Kruszel passed away in 1997. He was 72 years old. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.